91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
I guess the first thing I should do is thank everybody who made this day necessary.
Love song ever written, I believe, by one of the greatest singers in the world, Mr. Ben E. King.
As you stand by me and God. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, and darling, I won't cry, honey, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand, stand by me. And darling, darling, stand, stand by me. Oh, stand, stand by me. Oh, stand, stand, stand by stand me. By stand me. By me. Did I love? Did I love?
Ben E. King, the great, late great Ben E. King. We lost him earlier this year. And that was from Prince's Trust, 1986, the 10th anniversary of the Prince's Trust. And, of course, that was Eric Clapton introducing him as well as playing the guitar solo on that song. And we started that set, well, we started off with Yogi Berra with a little malapropism that Yogi was probably known for just as much as his baseball career. So if you didn't hear, and I'm sure if you have Facebook or the news in any form, you must know by now that we lost Yogi at the age of 90. So he certainly lived a good life. That was just yesterday that he died. And so it's been all over the news, all his malapropisms and all kinds of things. But what a great player. Everybody loved Yogi. It didn't matter if you hated the Yankees. Everybody loved Yogi. So, and we carried on then with some more Eric Clapton. That was Delaney and Bonnie and Friends, I guess you'd say, from a BBC show called The Price of Fame, recorded and broadcast in 1969. That was, Delaney Bramlett on guitar and lead vocals, his wife Bonnie just on vocals, and accompanying him were Eric Clapton on acoustic guitar. He was playing the solo and the outro. Bobby Whitlock, who did nothing but sing on that. So with the three singers, Delaney, Bonnie, and Bobby. And then Dave Mason from Traffic accompanied them on Dobro. and he was picking it like regular style, not bottleneck style. So it sounds almost kind of like a banjo at some points because it's kind of plunky. So that was that kind of sound. So the five of them, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends on Price of Fame, 1969. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And that's why we play those first two songs, because Eric Clapton has something to do with them. We are later in the show going to play things just by Eric Clapton and some of the bands he's been with, as well as more of what you just heard. In other words, studio work and or concert work that he did with other artists where he was not even the main one credited on it. So he's done a ton and just a ton of that kind of stuff. But we have a question of the week today. And if you know the answer, you might want to note this number down so you can get ready. And when I'm done talking, you can call if you know the answer and have not. Well, whether you know the answer, if you know the answer, give us a call. If you haven't won anything in 30 days from WNTI, you're eligible to win a gift certificate to Green Brothers Coffee, specialty coffee roasters in Hackettstown and Sparta. And these poor lonely gift certificates, they've been sitting here for like a month. I kind of left off doing this for a little while. And then when I got back into it, seems like everybody that knew the answer were folks that usually decline because they won before or because they'd rather see someone else get it. They just like to call in, and we always love when they do that. So somebody, please call us and win this gift certificate. And this question shouldn't be too hard, but the number to call, you want to make a note of this now, is 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And the question is, you know the Rainbow Concert from 1972, I believe it was? I forget, actually. But it was one of the few things that Eric did, actually one of only two things that Eric did in terms of recording and doing anything in public during his lost years of heroin addiction that went from 71 to 74. Pete Townsend was instrumental in getting him out for the Rainbow Concert. We'll talk a little bit more about the point of the concert and who was on the bill. But the big question is, what was the name of the band that included Eric and Pete Townsend and some others that we'll talk about later? What was the name of the band that's not credited on the album that was at the Rainbow Concert? 908-852-4545. And now I feel a Judy moment coming on. And yeah, we're going to do some Eric Clapton. This is this week's Judy moment.
Bye.
And that was Blind Faith from the album Blind Faith. We heard Well All Right. And the reason we played that is not just because this is a Clapton hour, but it's because I heard, well, I guess most of us know by now, but anyway, directly from Steve Winwood that, well, sort of indirectly, I should say, that yesterday was the anniversary of, let me get it right here. It was the, is the anniversary of the album Blind Faith hitting number one in the United States and the UK the same day, September 22nd, 1969. So that was pretty cool. Number one album. And so that was Well All Right, the old Buddy Holly song. And we started that set off with Loving You, Loving Me from Eric Clapton's first solo album released in 1970. And that was this week's Judy Moment. And that was the on the double CD set, which is a deluxe re-release of the Eric Clapton album with some extra goodies. The first CD being mainly the original album as mixed by Tom Dowd, and the second CD mainly being the mix done by Delaney Bramlett way back when, and it was, you know, the Tom Dowd version was chosen. So Delaney's is just a little bit longer and somewhat different mix, a little bit different in the vocals. And then there are some other tidbits on the album as well that were always available, but are now available in one location. So that's cool. So this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault of The Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break now and come back with the Eric influence.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Guitar Villa, with locations in Bethlehem, Quakertown, offering new and used instruments and sound equipment, custom guitars, basses, drums, instrument builds, as well as music lessons on any instrument. Rentals, repairs, appraisals are also available. Guitar Villa is an authorized distributor of Dean Guitars. A complete listing of Guitar Villa products and services, as well as locations and hours and directions, are available online at guitar-villa.com.
Thanks to the financial support of our listeners, WNTI continues to be the place where great music lives. But we are also thankful to the many underwriters who support public radio from Centenary College. Many of our underwriters have been longtime supporters of WNTI. We invite you to visit our list of WNTI underwriters on our website, WNTI.org. Please support the businesses and organizations that keep the great music on WNTI playing every day.
Hi, this is Yogi Berra. When you come to the fork in the road, take it.
Thank you, Yogi. Yeah, so we're going to do that a little bit. That's about the only other one I could find with Yogi actually saying something. His quotes are all over the internet, but it's hard to find his voice. So we're going to do the Eric influence now. And as I've been saying, we're going to take a different tack for a while now. I'm not sure how many weeks we'll do it this way. But we've been demonstrating how Eric has been such an incredible influence on so many guitarists, an entire generation of guitar players, whether they played the blues, rock, whatever, and it's continued right down to today. But we're going to take a different tack, and we're going to talk about some artists that influenced Eric, okay? So the first one we're going to pick is the first one that he mentions in his book, his autobiography, Clapton. And he tells a little story about when he was a kid, doesn't say exactly how old he was, but when he was a young boy, and his grandmother, who he thought was his mother, Rose Clapp, who originally was Rose Clapton, but she raised him, she was named Rose Clapp at that time because she remarried. And she used to play the piano and sing songs, and Eric would just be mesmerized. And she sang, among others, she sang songs by a gentleman by the name of Joseph Locke, L-O-C-K-E. And the reason I picked that is because Eric said that he mentioned two songs that she would sing by him, and some other artists as well. But she mentioned that, or he mentioned rather, that Joseph Locke's vocal performance was the first time that he really like sat up and took notice and was really moved by a vocal performance, and it really kind of hit him on a gut level. Those aren't his exact words, but so I mean, this might sound strange. You know, the song I'm about to play wouldn't be something that you would associate with Eric Clapton in any shape or form. But, you know, again, he was a little kid and music was different in those days, in the, you know, early 50s, I guess it would be, around 1950 or so. And so we're going to listen to something from Joseph Locke. And this is called I'll Walk Beside You.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's Thank you.
That's Sonny Emery from the album Rock Hard Cachet. That was Truth Will Set You Free, featuring Eric Clapton on lead guitar. Sonny Emery is a drummer who's done lots of session work. He's played with Earth, Wind & Fire, Steely Dan, B-52s, a whole host of artists, and he's done some solo work, and he's done a lot of teaching as well, so he's professional in one way or the other. And we started that set off with I'll Walk Beside You by Joseph Locke, and that was a song that influenced, and an artist that influenced Eric, that was the first voice that he heard, male voice, that really kind of penetrated and moved him, sitting there on the living room floor listening to his, what he thought was his mother, but was his grandmother, Rose, singing songs and playing the piano. And we heard after that Knocking on Heaven's Door, not released for many years, but it was recorded around the time of 461 Ocean Boulevard, the Bob Dylan cover, and it was released in various forms on the Crossroads box set and on the Give Me Strength, the 74-75 recordings, and on other compilations as well. And again, ended with Sonny Emery with Truth Will Set You Free. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to take a short break and play something from Derek and the Dominoes that I don't think I've played before.
Hi, this is Ben Folds, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I will be joined by Nick, Helen, and Greg Holden, plus the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings and private gatherings, Saturday and Sunday from 11 through 5.
Coming up on Saturday, September 26th, a Harvest Moon dinner.
908-995-2072 or on the web, njfinewines.com.
The magic of classical guitar returns to the Centenary Stage on Saturday, September 26th in the Lackland Center. Hello, I'm Catherine Russ, inviting you to see internationally acclaimed guitarist David Burgess, hailed by Andre Segovia as an artist of magnificent technique. One of today's outstanding guitarists, Burgess's appearances have taken him to concert halls throughout North and South America, Europe, and the Far East, where he has held audiences spellbound. With a musical heritage full of carnival, tango, and the subtle heat of bossa nova, Burgess will be performing the works of some of Brazil's finest composers, as well as works by Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona. Tickets for David Burgess are $20 for adults and $15 for children under 12, $5 more on the day of the concert. They're available at centenarystageco.org or by calling 908-979-0900. Don't miss David Burgess and an evening of classical guitar music of Brazil, Saturday, September 26th at 8 p.m. at Centenary's Lackland Center.
I'm
That was Dire Straits. Yeah. That's Mark Knopfler yelling at the crowd. That's yeah, that's Dire. So that was Dire Straits. That was at Nebworth in 1990. And that was Eric Clapton introducing and playing with the band, trading guitar solos with Mark Knopfler. He played with Mark for a period of time there. There was an interval when he did quite a lot of touring with him. And so we started this set off with Got to Get Better in a Little While, but that's a jam. Clearly that was a jam because there was no singing. It was just kind of messing around. And they did a lot of that in the studio before they actually recorded anything. Derek and the Dominoes used to be available on various bootlegs. And, you know, we're not going to play bootlegs, and we shouldn't even buy them, really. But anyway, that was from the now it's released on the Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs Super Deluxe 40th Anniversary Edition. So this is 91.9 WNTI. Public radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and we're going to reveal the answer to the question of the week this week. And it has to do with the Rainbow Concert, which was basically, it wasn't really supposed to be... The occasion wasn't about Eric Clapton, although it kind of was. David Harlech, Lord Harlech, who was the father of Alice Gormsby Gore, who was Eric's current girlfriend, was trying to think of a way to get Eric out of his heroin addiction. It was also affecting his daughter, obviously. And he thought if he got him out to play, it would help. And, of course, Pete Townsend had a lot to do with Eric's life at that point and felt the same way. So they put together this concert, which was actually called Fanfare for Europe, and it was to celebrate Britain's entry into the common market. So that's what that concert was really about. But they put together a band that consisted of Pete Townsend on guitar and vocals, Eric Clapton, Ronnie Wood, and Rick Gretsch on bass guitar, Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, and Rebop, all of Traffic, and Jim Karstein on drums. And so the question was, what was the name of that band? And it's not credited on the album, but the name of the band was The Palpitations. Yeah. So Jim from Washington, New Jersey, knew that, and he's going to get the gift certificate to the coffee roasters, Green Brothers. And Jim from Lake Opatcong also knew the correct answer, but we're going to give the gift certificate to Jim from Washington. And we're going to play something from that album now. So we're going to hear Little Wing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Little Wing. Little Wing from Eric Clapton's Rainbow Concert.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And so, hey, I have a bunch of things to talk to you about tonight. This is the end of the show. We're going to fade out with some Roger Waters and Eric Clapton in a minute. But what I want to tell you about, well, first of all, after this is E-Town. And tonight's, it's going to be a cool show tonight because it's Ben Folds, who I love, and then Greg Holden. And the Achievement Award is for Janice Resnick, who does, well, I don't want to give it away, but she does something that is not so much associated with one downtrodden group, but it benefits others that might be victims of genocide. So that's going to be really cool. Right after that is Matt O with The Knife Edge, an exploration into progressive rock, and then Keller Sailor with Keller Williams. I'm going to play that Clapton Roger Waters thing in the background. But what I want to tell you about, I'm very excited about these two shows coming up. Tomorrow night, Greg Lewis with Rocket Science is going to have Kim Simmons from Savoy Brown with him. Now, I'm pretty sure it's the same Kim Simmons that's from Savoy Brown. I'd be surprised if it isn't. And then Friday night, during the Into the 8 o'clock hour with Trevor B. Power, he's going to have Annabelle Garcia on the program. Now, you might be wondering, who's Annabelle Garcia? Well, she's Jerry's kid, and I don't mean Jerry Lewis. This is not a muscular dystrophy telethon. Jerry Garcia's daughter, Annabelle, he's going to have her on the show. That's going to be really, really cool. One more thing I want to tell you about is the Grand Harvest Wine and Music Festival this weekend on Sunday from noon to 6. In addition to all the great wines, craft beers, and food trucks, there's going to be outstanding music featuring the Royal Dumonts, the Steve Kerchuk Trio, Brian Cathenis, our own Brian, our own Steve Kerchuk, I guess you could say, Grace Jensen, Michael Long, Electric Gumbo, and BD Lenz. Should be really, really cool. So let's just fade out with a little Roger Waters and Eric Clapton. And we'll see you on the radio next week. And by the way, Greg Lewis will be doing my show next week. And then Trevor B. Power the week after that, because I'll be away on business. So give them your ears. Okay, good night, folks.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.